We are going to read today a story from the book of Genesis about Cain and Abel. And man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and begot Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man, Yahuwah. And she added to give birth to his brother, Abel. And Abel was a shepherd of the flock, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And it was at the end of days, and Cain brought of the fruit of the ground a gift offering to Yahuwah. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat from it. And Yahuwah looked to Abel and to his gift offering, and to Cain and to his gift offering he looked not. And Cain was angry, and his faces fell. And Yahuwah said to Cain, Why art thou angry, and why are thy faces fallen? If thou doest well, art thou not lifted up? And if thou doest not well, sin crouches at the door. And to thee is his desire, and thou rulest over him. We read a little bit more from the Apocalypse Explained, number 391. Divine worship consists primarily in charity toward the neighbor, and not in piety without that. To offer a gift upon the altar means worship from piety, and to be reconciled to a brother means worship from charity. And this is true worship, and such as this is, such is the worship from piety. Amen. Did you follow that story about Cain and Abel? First, it talks about how Cain and Abel were born. First, Cain was born, and then Abel. And then what did they do in the story? Yes?
They became shepherds.
Well, one of them became a shepherd. Do you know which one that was? Yes? That was Abel. Abel was a shepherd, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? Yes? Like a farmer. And then what did they do? After Cain becomes a tiller of the ground and Abel becomes a shepherd, yes?
They were a horse.
Good. And anything else? Yes?
They brought gifts
to the Lord. And then what happened? Cain brought his gift from the fruit of the ground, and Abel brought his gift. He brought something from his flock, yes? That's right. The Lord only accepted Abel's offering. And how did Cain feel about that? He was mad. He was angry. And it says his faces fell. Do you know what that means? Did you ever see somebody who was sad or disappointed when they went like this? When their head drops, that his faces fell. He was sad, he was angry, he was unhappy. Can you understand why he was unhappy? Or why he was angry? The Lord didn't accept his offering. And you might think that's not fair. Doesn't that sound like it might not be fair where the Lord, they both bring gifts. And the Lord only accepts Abel's gift. He doesn't accept Cain's gift. And so he is angry. It doesn't seem fair. And you might think you might feel sad or even angry if that happened to you, right? And so think about that, though. Does that make you feel better to be angry or sad because you don't think something is fair? That just makes it worse. That makes you more unhappy. So even if you don't think it's fair, it's not really going to help for it to get angry. Yes?
You should be grateful that your friend got.
You should be grateful your friend's offering got your brother in this case. Your brother's offering got accepted. The Lord goes a little further, though, and he explains to Cain why his offering is not accepted. Did you hear that part? It's not just that the Lord was playing favorites here and saying, oh, I think I'll like Abel today, but not Cain. He says to Cain, if you do well, then there is a lifting up. You picture his face being lifted up if he does well. So the Lord, does the Lord really need presents?
No.
No, the Lord has everything, right? So if we think about why do we give presents to people, sometimes it's because people need things, right? I mean, if somebody is hungry, you might give them a present of some food. If you think about the fact they don't have any new clothes and maybe their old clothes are getting worn out, maybe you might give them a gift of something to wear, right? So we give people gifts often when people need something. Now, obviously, that's not the case with the Lord. But are there other times we might give people gifts? Maybe on somebody's, yes?
Christmas.
Pardon?
Christmas.
Christmas. At Christmas, we might give somebody a gift.
On their birthday.
And those might be things they need, but part of the reason for giving the gifts is to show people that we care about them, right? That we love them. Sometimes you might give somebody a gift as a thank you. Somebody does something for you, and you say, here is a gift to say thank you. Can you see how we might give these kinds of gifts to the Lord, and the Lord might actually need these things? That he needs us to, for us to say thank you, right? And not because he'll feel unhappy or angry if we don't say thank you, but he knows it's good for us to remember to say thank you. So he is happy when we give gifts to say thank you to the Lord. So that's a common reason to give gifts to the Lord. We might bring flowers at Easter. You could say people don't necessarily need flowers, but it's a nice way to say thank you. It's a nice thing to give somebody as a gift. Or we might bring food at Thanksgiving to remind ourselves that all of our food really comes from the Lord. The Lord made it all in the beginning. So these are ways of saying thank you. If you give somebody a gift of food as a thank you, maybe they might even ask you to share it with them. And that's kind of what we're doing with the Lord. The Lord gives us the gift of food, and then we share some of that back with the Lord. So there can be good reasons to give gifts to the Lord. But the Lord is not necessarily going to be ready to accept those gifts if we're doing other bad things. You see, that's what he's saying to Cain. If you do bad things, what good is it going to be to bring gifts to the Lord? The Lord's favorite thing, of course, is going to be if you try not to do bad things and you try to do good things instead. So we already sort of get the feeling that Cain may not like his brother Abel very well. Maybe he's not treating his brother well. It says, you might not understand this well, it says, to thee is his desire, but thou rulest over him. That means Abel wants to be friends, but Cain wants to boss him around. That's not very friendly, is it? And that's the kind of thing the Lord is talking about when he says, if you do well, then your gift is accepted. So you can see that there was a reason. The Lord is happy to get gifts, but he's not so happy if we're doing other bad things. The best gifts we can give the Lord is not to do bad things and to try to do good things, not just for the Lord, but to try to do good things for other people. As long as we're not being very pleasant to other people, the Lord isn't really going to be very happy with our gifts, is he? So that's what happens to Cain there. And the Lord does like it. He is happy when we bring gifts. But he's especially happy if we bring gifts to the Lord when we are being nice to other people, because that's the best gift that we can give to other people. Right? That being not being nasty to other people, doing good things for other people, that's the very best thing that we can give to the Lord, and that's the thing that makes him the most happy. Amen.